Prosecutors have begun to reveal their evidence linking 17-year-old Lee Malvo to last fall's Washington, D.C. area sniper attacks. 10 people were killed in the 13 Washington area shootings that Malvo and John Allen Muhammad are accused of committing. Virginia prosecutors linked Malvo to 4 of the crimes at a hearing yesterday. They want to have Malvo tried in an adult court where he could face the death penalty. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Malvo was led into the hearing room at Fairfax County Juvenile Court wearing a green prison jumpsuit. His hands were cuffed behind him. Deputies unlocked the cuffs, and Malvo sat down next to his attorneys. He said nothing during the more than 5-hour hearing, sometimes listening attentively, other times slumped forward, resting his head on his arms. Fairfax County Commonwealth Attorney Robert Horan said he would present evidence linking Malvo to 4 of the Washington area shootings. The most dramatic and emotional testimony came first when William Franklin was called to the stand. Franklin and his wife Linda, an FBI analyst, were shopping at the Falls Church, Virginia Home Depot on the night of October 14th. They bought some shelves and were struggling to fit them into their small car. Linda Franklin was at the rear of the car. William was at the passenger door when he heard a noise. He thought it sounded like a piece of lumber falling to the concrete parking deck. He said he also felt a spray of something on his face. He turned and saw his wife lying behind the car. Franklin said he rushed to her side. She had a gunshot wound to her head, Franklin said, struggling to maintain his composure. I went to her side to see if there was anything at all I could do. There wasn't. Questioned by defense attorneys, Franklin said he didn't notice any suspicious vehicles, but he said he remembered people running. When they saw what happened, he testified, they ran for cover. Franklin said he later discovered the spray he felt on his face was the blood of his wife. A Fairfax County crime scene detective said he dug a bullet fragment out of a nearby car and found other fragments on the parking lot. A parade of other police officers, evidence technicians, and ballistics experts followed. They told of finding other pieces of evidence at other shooting scenes, an empty raisin bag with Malvo's fingerprints found behind an Ashland, Virginia restaurant, the scene of a shooting October 19th. A note in a plastic Ziploc bag tacked to a tree behind the restaurant, which began, "Dear Mr. Policeman, call me God." Prosecutors played a recording of a call to a Montgomery County, Maryland police dispatcher in which the caller used the same words. A police officer from Manassas, Virginia, testified he found a map near the site of a gas station shooting there, which contained both Malvo's and Muhammad's fingerprints. Horan said he would also link Malvo to a shooting of a Maryland bus driver, in which a note was found demanding payment of $10 million. The notes are important for prosecutors who have charged both defendants with violating a newly enacted anti-terrorism statute in Virginia. The ransom demands could be evidence the pair terrorized the community. No mention was made by the state of an alleged confession by Malvo to pulling the trigger in at least 3 of the Washington area killings. Prosecutors are thought to be revealing just a tiny portion of their case against Malvo at this hearing. Juvenile Court Judge Charles Maxfield must determine whether there is enough evidence to proceed against Malvo. If he does, the case automatically is transferred to adult court. In the unlikely event he does not, prosecutors can still seek a grand jury indictment against the 17-year-old. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Fairfax, Virginia.